with David East, the Emirates Cricket Board Chief Executive Officer. We're here at the ICC Academy. And David, there's just been the announcement of the partnership between the Emirates Cricket Board and the ICC Academy. Just explain what this partnership's all about.
When the UAE national team qualified for the 2015 World Cup, we got promoted effectively to a high performance status, which meant we had one day international qualification status, and we then had to implement a program which meant that we could compete at the top level in world cricket, and also have pathways and structures in place to ensure that we were developing cricketers for that purpose. There are two ways of doing that. One is to actually resource it yourself and to go out, employ people, rent facilities and develop a program yourself. But we're absolutely so fortunate to have a world-class facility like the ICC Academy here in Dubai already set up to deliver those facilities. So we've entered into an agreement, a partnership agreement with the ICC Academy to deliver our high-performance function, and it's enabled us to tap into world-class resources, world-class personnel as well in terms of being able to deliver this program. And the support we've had already has been outstanding, and the improvements we're seeing in various aspects of the player development in preparation for World Cup has been first class.
And it's not just about player development in the sense of enhancing their skills, I guess. There's an administrative function here as well, isn't there?
Yes, it's twofold. Absolutely right. We want to see improvements in the players so that they are competitive and can really compete in the World Cup when we go there. But behind the scenes, there's a massive role to be played in terms of the high-performance manager, Will Kitchen, who's taken on that role for us here from the Academy. There's a strength and conditioning coach who's head of our medical side now, which is becoming increasingly more demanding. And they support, with Madassa as well, acting as the batting coach, they're supporting our Aki Jarvin and our existing coaching team as well to ensure that the programs that are put in place, and that's the administrative function, ensuring that the fixtures, the programs, the training regimes, the medical supervision and monitoring and reporting are all in place to ensure that the players are best prepared to go forward. And that's a very, very time-consuming and skilled operation. And to say we've got some great people running it for us now.
And it's not just either about looking at the World Cup in 2015, is it? You mentioned the high-performance programme. So it's all about getting a pathway so that the UAE can be competitive beyond 2015 as well, isn't it? Because obviously the last time the UAE was in the World Cup was 1996, and then there was a huge drop-off for a couple of decades. So the key is to ensure that that doesn't happen again, and presumably the ICC Academy is going to play a role in that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've got one-day international status now in both T20s and the 50-over competition. The next World T20 is in 2016, and then the next World Cup will be in 2019 rather. So we've got to be looking to ensure that we get nailed on places and qualification for those competitions going forward. The ICC have also announced that for the first time there's going to be a meritocracy in terms of progress to test status as well. And that means that there is a pathway now for a side such as the UAE to actually become a test-playing nation. And that ultimately has got to be one of our goals going forward. So, yeah, I mean, we're a one-day international country now. We want to maintain that status. We need to ensure that we're performing at the highest possible level we are and preparing our team and also preparing those that are pushing our current team to be ready for international cricket.
David, it must be an exciting time for you. You've come here to the UAE from working in cricket and playing cricket before that in the UK. And in the time that you've been here, cricket at the national level really has developed and continues to develop. You must have to pinch yourself.
Yeah, I've got very lucky, haven't I? I mean, it's been great to be part of it. I mean, I'm really pleased that some of the things that we've been able to put in place behind the scenes are actually supporting the enormous amount of hard work that's gone on beforehand. And I can't take any credit for the performances getting us to World Cup, but what we're trying to do now is to ensure that actually going forward, they're in the best possible shape to maintain that.